All right, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by, Chris Morris, an acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries. Mr. Morris, welcome back.
Good afternoon, guys.
Amazon wants to develop TV shows. Is this true?
It is. You know, Netflix has had some success with this. They have Lilyhammer, that's the gangster show that features Steve Van Zandt from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
They've got Kevin Spacey's House of Cards in the work. They're even bringing back the show Arrested Development that was on Fox. Well, now Amazon's joining the fun. The retail giant has put out a call for comedies and children's shows, which it plans to distribute through its Amazon Instant Video streaming service. They're using the spaghetti method to find their hits there. They're throwing them all at the wall and seeing what sticks. They're going to try out a new project every month, and if it's a hit with the audience, they'll pick it up as a regular series. Now, this is the first format, at least first formal move into this format by Amazon, but the company's been laying the groundwork for this since about November 2010. That division, Amazon Studios, reportedly has 15 movie projects that are in the works as well.
Well, right now you can already watch existing stuff that somebody else produces that Amazon would carry. You can either buy a movie online or you can rent it, basically, or watch it right there and have it in your account permanently and watch it right there on their computer.
Right. Amazon is really going after Netflix's audience these days. They see weakness after Netflix kind of went back and forth last year with the price changes and things like that. And Amazon has the Amazon Prime service where you get the free two-day shipping for whatever you order there. If you sign up for that, you also get the Amazon Instant Streaming service included for free.
Sweet.
So let's talk about the Amazon's Kindle. Now Target is going to stop selling it. Why?
Yeah, it's not all good news for Amazon. The reason that they are thinking, actually they are discontinuing sales in-store of this product, is people basically go to the source when they want to buy a Kindle. If you're thinking, you hear the name, you think Amazon, just buy one there. What they were finding is people would come into the store, check out the Kindle, and then go buy it online. So they didn't want to be basically a showroom for Amazon. Amazon's been kind of ticking off retailers anyways recently because last holiday it offered 5% off on any item that you scanned at a store from your cell phone if you used the Amazon Price Check app.
Wow.
Oh, good to know.
I didn't know that. Where were you a year ago when I was doing some shopping? Chris Morris, our guest right now, acclaimed writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industry. RIM says it plans to keep making keypads for Blackberries. Why did I think BlackBerry and RIM were the same company?
They are, really. BlackBerry is the main product that's put out by RIM. You know, it's not as popular as it used to be because of the iPhone and Android phones and things like that. But those phones all use a touchscreen to communicate and text back and forth. BlackBerry has stuck by the actual keyboard. There were some worries this week at its World Conference when it showed off a couple of new products that relied on a touchscreen to type. The company, though, says it has no plans to get rid of a physical keyboard. That's going to be welcome news to people who prefer that tactile feedback instead of just a screen.
You know what? And while I'm talking about keyboards on screens on the iPhone, does anybody else have this problem when you want to push M? The M key on the iPhone, you always get a backspace instead of hitting that M. I mean, maybe it's just my problem. Maybe I'm not as dexterous. But, I mean, does anybody else have that problem? I'm asking.
I haven't with mine.
Okay, well, then it's just... It's just me. She wasn't even listening. All right.
You know, when Chris starts,
I know.
On his things, I just kind of check out.
We have the 4S.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Exactly. I talk to Siri when I have a problem.
The biggest franchise in gaming history is Call of Duty. We've talked about it on the program before. They're coming out with a new one.
Yeah, if you love Call of Duty, mark November 13th on your calendar. That is the launch date for Black Ops 2, and that's the second most successful game in this franchise's history. This thing hit $1 billion in sales in just 6 weeks when it came out about 2 years ago.
All right, Chris Morris, acclaimed writer. Running out of time here, buddy. Sorry about that.
Acclaimed
writer and editor specializing in the video game and consumer electronics industries. Always a pleasure.
All right, thanks, guys.
You betcha.